Well, I wonder if a brother would read, although we will not spend time other than perhaps some comments to it, to keep the continuity, read all of chapter 13. I think that's going to give us good ground for this morning.
Genesis chapter 13. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. He went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. And the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right, or if to the right, then I will go to the left." Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley, and moved his tents as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly and sinners against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you." Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron. And there he built an altar to the Lord.
I'd like to start us with the last part of verse 4. Here is a man who has been restored. Fellowship and communion are now again a part of the life of this pilgrim. He doesn't know where he's going. He's moving by faith. And dear young people, we want us to realize as we take this chapter up today that it is not just historical events that we need to see before us. We will see historical events, but this is not a history book, although I find history in it. But it is a book that when I look at the lives of others and what they have done, I should be able to look back at my life, and you should be able to look back at your life, and with the Lord's help to make adjustments on a day-by-day basis. What I begin to see here is a man whose attitude, what can Satan do? Difficulties come up. Strife comes up. What can Satan do with a man that places his position and all that he would have in God's hands alone? How can the enemy combat something like that? He's in fellowship with the Lord. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. And we were saying as we were having just a little prayer session, we have to remember, this is not a believer and an unbeliever, but these are two men who are both believers. They are both in very similar circumstances. Yet we see their lives go in two dramatically different directions. We see decisions, young people, that are made. We see decisions made by Abram. And we see decisions made by Lot. Abraham, we see consequences and the evidence of the evident blessing of God upon this man's life. And oh, dear young people, we see such disastrous results as we look at Lot. Remember, trace what we will see later back to the chapter that we're in this morning, because he is one that it tells us in verse 5. He was one, Lot also, which went with Abraham. So that vibrant faith and that exercise that Emil was talking about yesterday, the time to be before the Lord, doesn't seem to have affected Lot. Then we're going to see the decisions he makes come from that state of heart. The decisions Abram makes come also from the state of heart that he is in. So that's just a bit of an introduction. Others can join in and help us to see what happens with this conflict and how the Lord uses it for the blessing of Abram.
It's a very important lesson that we have here, and you, Brother Chuck, raised it. But it's good to remind ourselves that, yes, they are both believers, Abraham and Lot. And the lesson that I would draw for myself out of this is, sooner or later, we're going to fall into a specific sin, or even steering away from the path that the Lord has for us, whether it's by direct disobedience or just by not knowing what way to go, and we steer away from the Lord. And the difference here between Abraham and Lot is their humility and their ability to learn the lesson that the Lord has for him. Abraham learned the lesson and he came back to the Lord. He came back to the place of the altar, and then there's blessing. Lot didn't realize it, and he just continued on in the downward path that he started on. We see this in all of the great men in the Old Testament and New Testament. There's nobody that's perfect. David sinned. The difference between David and another believer, or like Lot, is that he humbled himself, confessed his sins, and came back to the Lord. And there's no doubt that each and every one of us is going to face similar situations. The difference is, are you going to come back to the Lord, or are you just going to continue in your stubborn way and go on in the path that you're going on?
Let's just highlight the words that the Scripture uses for it. And it's three times that Lot is spoken of as going with Abraham. And I just want us to see that it's so easy for us to read through it, because it's so simple. But we had it already. Chapter 12, verse 4. Is the first time Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And we established there already that Lot was the man that was lack of individual exercise. We see that lack of exercise continuing in chapter 13, verse 1. Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot went with him. The second time, he went with him. Still, lack of individual exercise. And now, Lot also, which went with Abraham. The Spirit of God brings it three times to our attention that here was Lot, just following along, following a man, rather than following the God of glory as presented to Abraham.